Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Atida Edit Basi to Rachel, Rachel Batzlacha, or for Shlema. We're learning Ritz Hashem, Petabra Melech, based on the Zev Yitrof, on Tehillim, Chelek Beis, and Mizmor Nun Aleph. Bevoi Lav Nosan Halot Novi Kasher Bol Batsheva, Chaneni Elokim Kechazdecha, Kero Brachamecha, Mecheib Sha'ai. Harev kapseni mi'avoni u'mi'chatasi tahareni. Kibshaya ni'eda v'chatasi negdi samit. When Nosan and Avi came to him after he had relations with Bathsheba, show me favor according to your kindness, according to your vast compassion, erase my transgressions, abundantly cleanse me from my iniquity, and from my sin purify me. For my transgressions I recognize, and my sin is before me always. So this mizmor is filled with the vidui of David on his sins. Psha'ai, avoni, chatasi, omechatasi ta'areni, v'chatasi negdi samid. Keeps talking about his sin. Shmuel Beis and Perikid Beis. It's mafurish, black on white. Ve'yomer Nosan el David, ata ha'ish. Ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, anochi mishachticha lamelech al Yisrael, v'anochi hitzalticha miyad shol. Nosan says to David, you're the man. So said God, the Lord of Israel. I anointed you as king on Israel, and I saved you from the hand of shol. Why were you? But when I do a bizisas dvar Hashem, lasis harav einayis or yachiti kisa becherev, as ishto lakachta v'chali isha, vosa rakta becherev b'nei Amon. Why did you disgrace the word of God to do what's evil in His eyes? In my eyes, you as Uriah, you killed with the sword. His wife you took for your as a wife, and you killed him with the sword of the sons of Amon. So Hashem says to him, you're going to be punished. There's going to be sword always in your home, in your house, forever, because you disgraced me. You took the wife of Uriah Hachiti to be your wife. So said Hashem, I'm going to bring evil in your house. I'm going to take your wives in front of your eyes. I'm going to give them to your friends. They're going to sleep with your wives in public, as you did in private, and they're going to do this in public, opposite the sun. And Nas Ve'yamar David al Nasan, Chatosi LaHashem, I sin to God. So you see this quite explicitly, that there was a sin here. And on everything that we have explicit here about the sin of David, Chachamim added in Yumachav Beis and Beis, that Shishad Nechadashim Nitzdareya David, 6 months he had Saras, Uparshi Wimenu Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin separated from him, and the Shechina went away from him. And Tosis and Tosis Yishalim say, Ayin Sham, that this is all because of the Mice of Bathsheba. So Hafle Vafela, what Chazal say in Shabbos, Kol Omer David Chata, Einu Ela Toa, Shenemar Vihi David L'chod Rachav Maskil, V'Hashem Imo, Evshar Chet Bal Yodo V'Shechina Imo, Elamani Mekayim Bezisis Tamar Hashem Lasis Hara, Shebikesh Lasis V'lo Asa. So the Gemara says, if you say David sin, you're making a mistake. It says God's with him. Can he have sinned and God be with him? So what does it mean that you disgrace the word of God to do what's evil? That he intended to do it, but didn't actually do it? It says, Vaita there, Rebbe Dasi Mi, David, Mahapech Vadarish Beschusei, the David, that Rebbe was descended from David, so he searched for a schus for David. Madua Bezisis Tvar Hashem Lasis Hara, Rebbe Omer, Mishuna Razumi Kol Roz Shibatara, Ksiv Buvayas, Ksiv. Kol Rosh Shabbatar Ksiv Ayas, V'kan Ksiv Lasas, Shabbikesh Lasas, V'lo Asa. This is a different Ra from all the Ra's in the Torah, Rebbe said, who's descended from David, who looks for his chus. But this Ra, it says, lasos. Normally it says vayas. But here it says lasos because he didn't actually do it. His problem was he should have judged him with the Sanhedrin, and he didn't judge him. His wife, you took as your wife, you could take her. Since it says you took his wife, you had likuchim, there was kedushin, because anybody who goes out to Lachemis based David writes to get krisis liishto. So this is great limud zchus for David, but we still have the psukim in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis, and Mizmor Nun Aleph of Tehillim, Shetzovchim Kekruchia, that are crying out on the sin of David HaMelech, and that he was punished. And 6 months he had Saras, and the Sanhedrin separated from him, and the Shechina left him. So we live by the words of Chachamim, but this seems to be a stretch to say that David's really Beseder. Look at the Pesukim. In the Medrash in Bereishis Rabba, Parashas Noach, Parashas Lamed Dalet, it says, V'achas demchem l'nafshoseichem edrash, that I'm going to demand your blood. Yachol k'shol, I might think that it's like Shaul. I'm going to demand your blood, like what Shaul did. Tamalomer ach, is a mute. Shaul was Beseder. That he asked that he asked that he be killed, committed suicide. By Tichbar Amalcham El Shal, Zetra Vayom Shal Nosa Kelev Shlov Charbuch of the Kraniba. I don't want the guy to get me and to torture me, so I want you to stab me. And his Nose Kalim, his weapon bearer, was scared to do it. So Shaul did it to himself, Rachman al Itzlan. So we have a word ach, which is a miut, that it wasn't us or what he did. So just like it was mutter for Shaul to kill himself, and there was no Isser of Achas Damchan Lanaf Shoseichem Edrosh, so in the same way, it would have been usher for it would have been mutter for other people to kill him based on his request, and it wouldn't have been shvichus damim. For the same way it was mutter for him to kill himself, it would have been mutter for others b'shlichuso to do the same thing. Later on, the pasuk says, about the Ger HaMaleki, he's talking to David, and he tells him, "Va'emor Allah va'mosisehu, ki adati klo yicha achrei noflo." I stood over him and put him to death, for I knew that he would not live after his fall. And I took the crown which was on his head and the amulet on his arm, and I brought them to you. So, as the Radak explained, that Shaul was already dying, and then the Amaleki just finished this Ger HaMaleki just finished him off. So David HaMelech did not have any tainas on him because of chiyuv ritzicha. What did David HaMelech say to him? David cried, and he said to him, "Eich lo yareisa l'shloch yotcha l'shachis is Mashiach Hashem." How could you not fear to stretch forth your hand and destroy Hashem's anointed one? So that was something else, Hashchasas Mashiach Hashem. Because it was mutter to kill Shaul, because just like it was mutter for him to kill himself, it was mutter for somebody else to do it. Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Tes, V'yamar David al Avishai, Al Tashchiseyu, Ki mi shalach yado b'Mashiach Hashem, V'nika. David says to Avishai, don't destroy him, because somebody who sends his hand at the anointed of Hashem will be cleansed, And then in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Chalila mi Hashem Mishloch Yadi b'Mashiach Hashem. So also the Mashmal Seksuvim is that David wasn't worried about killing Shaul because of Issa Ritzicha, but because of Hashchasis Mashiach Hashem. And the reason is because Mitzad Din and Nefashos was mutter for David to kill Shaul, because Shaul was, because David had a Din Rodef, like it says in the Pasuk, Chavav Yitches, V'yomra Lama Zeh Aduni Radaf Achrei Avdo, Ki Ma'asisi Umabi Yadi Ra. So he's running after him. Nevertheless, David didn't want to spill Shaul's blood, like he said to Avishai, Al Teshchiseo, Ki Mishalach Yadu B'Mashiach Hashem V'Nika. Chalil Le Me'Hashem Mishloch Yadi B'Mashiach Hashem. He didn't want it, he's the anointed one of Hashem. So the explanation would appear to be, based on the Ramban in Parshas Kisisa, Binyan Shem and Amishcha, Tziva Sheyimshech Bo'at Aaron Uvanov, V'Amar Shem and Mishchas Kodesh Z'Yiyazeli, L'mshoach Bo Mashiach Mashiach Kodshi, Asher Evchor Bo L'Darasechem, Lo Yitein Alzar Sheinenu Li, V'chein Yimshchu Bo Amalachem, Bakohanem Agadol, Gishnei Mashiach Hashem, K'siv Matzasi David Avdi, B'Shem and Kodesh Mashachtiv, B'Shem and Shemishchas Kodesh Li. So we learn from this Ramban that since about Shemen HaMishcha, it says Mishchas Kodesh Yezeli, therefore this is unique, L'mshoach bo Mashiachai Mashiach Kodshi, Sherevcha bo l'dor Seichem, lo yitein alzar sheinenu li. So you're only allowed to give it to those who are special for me, so therefore it's going to be the Kohanim, the Malachim are anointed with this oil, but nobody else. They have this special Kedusha Yezeli. So if somebody is Shaleach Yad, if somebody harms the Mashiach Hashem, so besides the Issur Tzicha, which you have also regarding a Hedyot, he's also Pogeber Shuskavod, this person belongs specially to Hashem. And therefore, Mitzad Ritzicha, they're allowed to kill Shaul because Shaul had a Din Rodev. But they didn't want to touch Shaul because Shaul was special to Hashem. Shaul was the Mashiach Hashem. So now we can say that the same applies just like Mashiach Hashem is different, that even though it's not Aser Mitam Ritzicha, but it's Aser because he has a din of Lihu and he belongs to Hashem, so the Mashiach Hashem is also different Legabei Chovaso La'Acherim in his relations to others and his obligations to others, because he belongs to Hashem, and therefore he has obligations to others that no one else is obligated, who doesn't have a din of Lihu. What does this mean? So in the Gemara in Bav Metzia, famous Gemara, that Rava Bar Rav Huna, he had these workers who broke his barrels, and as to extract payment he took their garments, and they went to complain to Rav, and he said, give them their garments back. And he said, is this the din? And he says, yeah, leman teilech b'derech tovim, the pasuk, because you have to go in the way of the good. And then he says to give back their garments. And so he said to give back the garments, and so he gave it back. And then they said, yeah, we worked all day and we need our pay. So he said, all right, you have to go pay him. Rav Rav Huna said, is this the din? He says, yeah, Vorchot Tzadikim Tishmor. So not only did he give back their garments, but he even paid them for breaking his barrels, but they worked, so he paid them. Vorchot Tzadikim Tishmor. So this is Lefnim Ashur HaSadin, like Rashi says. Al Pi Din, they have to pay. But here, he has a special din of Leman Telech B'Derech Tovim. Varucho Sadikim Tishmor. So you see that there's a different din. There's a din and there's a Lefnim Ashuras Hadin. One shura is the regular people, and then Lefnim Ashura, the inside line, is Leman Telech B'Derech Tovim. Varucho Sadikim Tishmor. You have to go beyond the letter of the law. Since you're a member of this special group of Tzadikim and Tovim, you have to go even further and pay them. So these people, just like we have by Shaul, that he's close to Hashem, and therefore even though there's no Isser Tzicha, Mitzad, that he is a Din Rodef, but the problem was that he was Mashiach Hashem. He has a special status of being Mashiach Hashem. He's Lihu. He's close to Hashem. He's God's mention. So too, when it comes to Tzadikim, they're also a Din of God's mention. They're also God's people. And therefore, they have special obligations to others that other people don't have. And therefore, they have to pay even though the other people don't deserve the salary. They didn't deserve the money. They deserve to have to pay themselves. But they receive payment because when you're so close to Hashem, you have a different obligation to others. So now we can say the following. Kol ha'omer David chata eino ala toa. Kol ha'yotze l'mechemes beis David kosev ger krisus li'ishta. And Uriah was a married b'malchus. And David wanted to do something bad, but he ended up not doing. So what then was his sin? His sin was that he was Mashiach Hashem. He was God's mention. And that was his sin. He has a higher standard. So there was a halachic basis for having Uriah killed, but not on David's level. And therefore David HaMelech says, L'chalavatcha chatasi v'rabeinach asisi l'man titztach bedverecha tizkebishavtecha. In other words, I wasn't over on Eshesish and I wasn't over on Ritzicha, and I'm not chayav like anybody else. L'chalavatcha tasi. It's only to you that I sin, because you made me the anointed one, and I didn't live up to my level, to my status. Shmuel Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. Be'amar Nosen al David Ataish, Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Anochi Mishachtich LeMelech HaYisrael. ואנוכי יצלתיך מיד שום, אדיר בזיס דבר השם לסרה בעיני, אסורי אחיתי כיסא בחרב, אסישתו לקחת אוכל לאישה, ואוסו רקת בחרב בני אמון, ואתה לא תוסר חרב מביסך עד עולם, עקב כי בזיסני בתיקח אשי אסורי אחיתי לי אוסלך לאישה. So the תוכחה to David begins, אנוכי משכתיך למלך על ישראל. I anointed you as king. If I anointed you as king, so יזלי, you're special to me. You're Posheabi. So everything you did, even though there was a halachic basis, according to this day in Chazal, but it wasn't worthy of you as a Mashiach Hashem. And those are the Psukim in Tehillim. L'chalavatcha chatasi. V'rabeinecha asisi. As far as Uriah goes, he deserved it. He was a Marib Malchus, but as far as my special relationship to you, I was guilty, and therefore David has all these lashonos of sin. So that is a perspective on the parasha of David HaMelech, and obviously there's a lot more to say. And he ratzon she nizke lachzor lishnas perik zeh. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.